Y'all ready for this?
Before the construction of any project, the architect carefully prepares working plans so that correct coordination of all trades is ensured.
Back in the materials research laboratory, every batch of material issued to the production line is carefully tested.
It's a busy machine and often a noisy one.
But there's room here for every type of artistic conception.
This is the show here on KJZZ. I'm Mark Brody.
And I'm Lauren Gilger.
And Lauren, let's meet the next maker in our series, Made in Arizona. I'm guessing this one might make us a little hungry, huh?
Oh, yeah. Get ready, guys. I'm going to introduce you to Olivia Girard. She is the pastry chef behind The Diner Sore, and she makes the baked goods at local spots like Futuro Coffee, First Place Coffee, and Restaurant Progress. But here's the thing. She doesn't really like sweets.
Didn't go to school, really don't have much of a sweet tooth at all, and I fell in love with the process.
You don't even like sweets?
I'm definitely more of a savory person. Like, I'll go for another appetizer over dessert, but I really love making them.
So it's that delicate process of baking that keeps Girard in the kitchen, making delicate, sometimes dinosaur-shaped pastries, whimsical cakes, and crispy layered shortbread.
I think this was really more about wanting to create. Before I really started doing this, I was involved in photogravure, which is a really like intimate process of hand printing photographs. And I was attracted to baking, I think, because of the similar process, like just doing these kind of intricate changes and seeing how that made the finished product different. And I really think then I was just inspired to create from there.
Girard got her start in the baking world just a few years ago by baking bread. That led her to making sandwiches that went into personalized lunch boxes she would hand deliver to her friends. And that slowly grew as friends told other friends and her Instagram account picked up steam. But she says it all came down to her desire to work for herself.
I honestly have felt so driven. I guess I didn't really know what it would fall into, whether it was going to be printmaking or then coming down this road, which I didn't really expect. But I feel like I've always been driven to work for myself. I was really just looked at my life and was like, okay, here's how much money I have to make a week to survive. And it didn't seem that scary. The numbers seemed attainable. I just so much wanted to work for myself that, you know, I just kind of put in those crazy long hours to make it happen.
I caught up with her early one morning after she finished her first deliveries of the day in the empty kitchen of Restaurant Progress, where she was bustling around making whipped cream.
I like to add a little bit of mascarpone into it. It just kind of makes it have a little bit more body, but without it being too heavy. So I will beat a little bit of powdered sugar with mascarpone. To kind of incorporate these two ingredients together. So I just kind of wait until the powdered sugar and the mascarpone combine.
So we're here at Restaurant Progress. You say you get here at what time?
Like 1 a.m.
Oh my gosh. So literally, like, the chefs in this kitchen at night are leaving when you get here to start working?
Pretty much. I wake up, usually around midnight, and get into work by 1, and I kind of will work on all the pastries for the coffee shop, so First Place and Futuro Coffee. First Place, Devin, she actually lives right around the corner, so she'll come and pick up those treats, and then I'll go deliver Futuro's. And when I come back, my day is based on either the private orders that I have that I'm prepping for or am anticipating and prepping the dessert for Restaurant Progress. And so I feel like I'm usually done around 1 or 2 p.m. So it's a long day.
Okay, so what's next here? We got this all finished, it looks like.
This is all like I have kind of like a soft, stiff peaks on here.
Yeah.
And I will keep it in a deli. I'm going to use this on a cake that I'm layering up later. This is also like I'll save a deli for the restaurant and then just kind of prep for myself so the mornings are, you know, a little bit lighter getting everything ready for the coffee shop so early.
Okay, so we talked a lot about why it is you want to do this, but what do you think makes you good at it? Like, baking is a skill. Like, people go to culinary school to learn how to do this. Like, how did you teach yourself the actual flavor profiles and the actual methods of making this really good?
A lot of mistakes. Also, a lot of research, like, between online things, kind of, like, not being able to figure something out and just, like, really diving into the explanation of why. I really am attracted to like America's Test Kitchen for the reason that they really talk about a little bit of like the science behind things, or if your end product looks a certain way, they'll give you ideas as to why it looks that way or why it's not right. So that kind of helps a little bit with the mistakes, but I would say definitely a lot of mistakes.
So this is entirely self-taught. I mean, what are your favorite kinds of things to make? Like, you have some desserts that look really beautiful. You mentioned your Instagram page, which is so gorgeous. But what do you think tastes the best?
I think because I don't have a huge sweet tooth, I'm attracted to things that, like, kind of push people's boundaries a little bit. Doing herbed whipped creams, and they pair really well with like an olive oil sponge that's not super sweet, and fresh fruit. And so kind of steering away from like the buttercream frostings that are, you know, I think personally lacking in flavor a little bit. And people tend to feel, you know, like they don't want to eat all of that. So they end up scraping it off and not eating it. And so I'm definitely attracted to like a less sweeter profile, but also kind of getting people to try different things.
Sounds like there's a lot of balance to what you're doing, but also if you look at your menu, there's a lot of whimsy to it. You have fun things. There's like those 3D dinosaurs that you make.
Yeah, I do like making it playful, and I like making things look, you know, aesthetically pleasing. Just, I guess, a little bit steering away from that, like super bright colors and like those stiffer frostings or fondant. And I also like kind of like more approachable sizes. Not something so big that might make people, you know, they don't want to commit to something that big. But if they're smaller, it feels just, I guess, a little more dainty, a little bit more like a treat.
So it sounds like there are things that you think about in the way that you think about making desserts that are not the result of culinary training. And maybe that's a good thing.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely think that's true. I do think that there's a side of maybe being a little more comfortable with playing with things when you don't have necessarily all the training behind you. I mean, the grass is always greener, but I do think that, yeah, that kind of helps me not feel like bound by any thing that I was taught, I guess.
Okay, so what are you doing here? You're taking the dough for the shortbread and kind of crumbling it up?
Yeah, so I have like a 9x13 pan, and I'm just kind of like crumbling out the dough, and I end up pushing it down so it'll be kind of one solid layer. And then I'll put it in the freezer for about 30 minutes before I bake it. It comes out with a crispier kind of bite if it's baked from cold. And then tomorrow I'll layer the caramel on it, and it'll be at futuro.
The amount of work that you've gotten now and the amount of growth in the business, how long can you do this all by yourself?
Yeah, I'm definitely getting to the point of thinking about those things and expanding and having some assistance. I also am still like kind of the mindset of slow and steady, and, you know, I don't want to push anything too fast. You know, I think it's coming soon, but I don't want to feel pressured yet.
That's Olivia Gerard, the dinosaur. Thanks so much.
Thank you.